Well, we always like seeing you.
Okay, we are recording.
Okay, so we are going to open up this board meeting on June 9th at 4:32 p.m. So welcome to the board meeting, you guys. First part of the agenda is to approve the minutes from May 5th. So I just need someone to motion to approve them.
I make a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
And then I need someone to second them.
I'll second them.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
And the minutes approved. And next is financials.
Okay, so I brought like just the normal financials that you guys do every time. So this is like this year's. And then the tentative budget for next school year. The only thing...
You can't talk about that yet.
What?
Not till you get to action items.
Oh,
well,
that's
how they're budgets.
Okay.
No, we're not on yet.
Financials is just monthly.
And you know, we got the expert here, so ask away.
Yes. Okay.
Is that the year end?
Well, not really, because our last deposit's not in yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, our last deposit's good. What did we figure?
Well, if they approve it, it's still all pending, but if they approve it all, it should be pretty good reimbursing all the stuff we spent throughout the year.
Is this through today or is this through
Yeah, this is through today.
Okay.
And again, it's 7/1/2025 to 6/9/2026.
So that's our fiscal year.
Yeah.
So, like, we really don't get our, like, our last deposit.
I don't think we sign these ones. No. It's just for us to look at.
Yeah, but we won't get the last check until...
And sometimes they have some that kind of filters in mid-July, like once all the stuff is finalized.
Okay.
But actually try to get everything billed so we get it all, because it kind of messes up the books if they take too long.
Okay.
But the next deposit is going to be like $600,000 or $700,000. Well, we haven't gotten any of the transportation money. So I sent him a message and he was like, oh, yeah, I'll get on that. I was like, yeah, I kind of like to get it before the end of the fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting, what did I tell you,
89, I think.
Yeah, so it's more than it's been in 4 years.
Good.
Good.
Yeah. Teacher staffing updates.
We hired a new history teacher. Alex
Hunt,
and he has a composite degree, so he can teach everything. He's legal. We haven't had someone with a composite degree since Melissa. Well, you didn't even have
no.
One, did
you? I didn't. Couldn't teach geography technically.
Technically, but he can.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, he's already been to the trainings. He seems good. Joe took a job at Wellington.
I think so. It was Wellington, yeah.
So we hired, kind of moved a couple people around, then we hired a new first grade teacher, and it's Camry Stuck and Snyder.
Nice.
And we're excited.
Well, and she just finished her degree, too, so she's legal, too, isn't she?
She just finished her degree.
And then,
Brittany Reynolds, did we have we talked about
Brittany
her?
Brittany Reynolds was an aide that we hired. Was that like?
In January.
Yeah. And so she's going to teach second grade.
Third grade
next year. And we moved Aspen from elementary to the secondary math. So that's we didn't really have a lot of hires this year.
Good.
Which I think is going to happen more and more because with declining enrollment, there's no jobs. So Camry told me that when she applied down in Cedar City, there were 250 people that applied for one job.
Jeez.
Holy Hannah.
You don't get that many people.
You don't.
No.
Oh, you get an AI generator to weed in.
Weed out tons.
Yeah. You'd have to.
You'd have to.
Yeah, so.
You'd have to have just one person reading resumes all day.
So that's it.
Okay. All right. So action items first. LEA specific license.
Woo! So as Roberta mentioned, Aspen is on a current LEA specific license, which means her temporary teaching license is for elementary. We are changing that from elementary to secondary, And so this will be something that I will need you to approve.
Okay.
The second one is Erica Navarez. She has a professional teaching license in special education. And so she needs to go on to an LEA specific license to teach fifth grade in the elementary until she completes all of those requirements. We'll have one more for the August board meeting, but it's not ready to approve at this time. So we need a motion to approve LEA specific licenses for Aspen and Erica.
Erica has a master's degree, but it doesn't matter. Since Beth, so they still won't make her go back and.
She's got to have all.
She needs to do to teach elementary.
She has to have all the elementary requirements, which are.
Doesn't make any sense.
Which are, yeah.
We just smile.
Okay, so we just need to motion for the LEA.
I make a motion to do the LEA for Aspen and Erica.
Okay.
Gotcha. And I second the motion.
Okay, all who approve say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And motion is through. Next is the 2026-2027 calendar and school hours calendar.
This is the beautiful calendar that Ashley Manor created for us. Our school hours are going to remain the same for this year, 8:30 to 3, and Fridays 8:30 to 12:30. And then we do a lot of teacher meetings and trainings in the afternoon on Friday. So we just need a motion to approve the calendar and the school hours.
And again, you have Ashley here, so if you have any questions about what's going on here.
Now's the time. Here's red, that's first quarter. Here's purple, that's second quarter. Here's yellow, that's third quarter.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. And then green's fourth quarter.
Ooh, I like that.
Perfect. It even tells you down here what they are.
3:30.
No.
And how many days are in each term?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't want to speak for Jerry, but I will. I think she said she found the time to put in the interventions from 2:30 to 3.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be in the master schedule, so that'll already be built in.
Okay,
good.
So we just need to approve that.
So where does it show the time starts? Where that time that school starts?
It's not on there.
Okay.
You'll just have to take our word for it. We'll just have to take our word for it.
So what time is the time it's going
to
start?
8:30 to 3. It's the same as this year's. And then 8:30 to 12:30 on Fridays.
Okay, great.
Almost said Saturday. I'm not coming down.
No. 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 No kid will be here also. Yeah. Okay, so I just need a motion to approve the calendar.
I make a motion to approve the calendar and the time for school.
And I second the motion.
Okay, so all who approve the calendar say aye.
Aye.
Okay, good. Motion passes. Okay,
great. The state passed a statute where they're not charging school fees anymore,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't sure if we needed to approve them again, so I sent you out the fee schedule, which basically shows we don't charge any school fees. The only one is the J-1 for foreign exchange students, which we haven't had for years.
But here's a great little caveat about that. So the legislature said, we don't want you to charge fees to parents and da 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 da. So we're going to pay you to not do it. So they paid us half the money, and then they had the session, and they took it away. And so people were like, what do we do now? So then they gave it back. And it's going to be on for next year, but I don't know how much. But it's like, why did you take it away? They literally mm-hmm. took it away. It had already been given to us. I was like, how are you going to suck that out of our account? I just want somebody to explain that.
So anyway, we're approving them just...
Yeah, well, we're not going to charge fees no matter what. You know why? Because of the paperwork.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're never going through the audit again. It's not worth it.
No.
And we make more.
Not for the 10 kids that pay the fee.
Yeah, and what did they give us? 10,000, and we always get like 2.
Yes.
We just don't charge very many people, so.
Anyway, so we just need a motion to approve.
The fee schedule, it shows nothing.
Yeah.
We don't even charge for driver's ed anymore.
Which is amazing.
Only if you fail. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why Zach got 100%. Okay, so we just need someone to approve the fee schedule.
I make a motion to approve the fee schedule.
And I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And it passes. Next is the amendment on the budget.
So the This one will be both. Like, you'll have the 26 final and the 27 tentative. The only thing on it is it's going to show that we're under, but that's because we haven't received that last payment for the year.
Okay.
So it's like once that's there, then it should all wrap up.
Okay.
There's not really any big changes. We don't have the prevention grant or the TANF yet, but that's just because they haven't
awarded those yet.
And we left them there, like, tentatively hoping that they're going to show up. And so that kind of stuff could all change if it doesn't get awarded.
Oh, the grants.
Awesome.
Okay.
But other than that, not a lot of changes?
Not really. I mean, okay. We left Title I, we left after school for elementary, and for secondary, we left it in trust land. I mean, I can't even think of anything.
Do you want to see it, Jerry?
Well, the new building, I mean, but we're paying for it right now. We just don't know if it's going to work out, so.
Do you want to see it, Melissa?
I'm concerned about the.
Okay. I can't multitask, so.
Okay, we just need a motion to approve the budget.
You have to do the amended
budget. Of the amended budget.
Make a motion to approve the amended budget.
Perfect.
And I second the amended budget.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the amended budget is approved. Next is the budget adoption for 27.
So here's the 2027. Budget. Hold on one day. Very similar to the 26. So we did get two new grants. So Shay has the Catalyst grant and then the CSI grant. And so those were on there as well.
Perfect. Okay.
What's the second one?
The CSI, like the Close the Gap
one. Oh, that's right. The one that pays Amanda.
Mm-hmm. Tell me those one more time.
I think it's CSI. It's for the Close the Gap program. And then the Catalyst grant, which is 3 years.
Now called the Apex. It's four years. Actually.
4 year grant.
Four or five.
And it's called Apex, after the Apex Predator?
It was called Catalyst, but that's the Davis County one, and they kind of got a little snip about it, so they made them change it to Apex. Because they were like, you can't just steal our name and call. Because they were doing Catalyst centers all across Utah, and they were like, that's our name. I thought it was kind of funny that no one ever thought that that was going to be a big deal. But yeah, that's what, $206 a year.
Is the 2027, is it the tentative budget? Is that what I should call it?
Okay. Yeah. Just because there's some of those grants that are still kind of in the air, and then
I'll make a note of that.
Okay, so we just need a motion to approve the budget for 2027.
I make a motion to approve the budget for 2027.
I second the motion to approve the budget of 2027.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And the budget for 2027 passes. Yay! Is there anything else? All right. So we are now going to close the board meeting at 4:45 on June 9th.
Oh, my God.
15 minutes.
That was beautiful.